This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
And it's our random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hola.
Alex, welcome to the program. We're doing great, man. The random question. All right, let's see. What do we have for you? Where did you get trapped?
That'd be good.
Where were you stuck? Where did you feel like, oh, no, this is not the place to be?
I think that would be the Diridon Station in San Jose after a Sharks game.
Okay. Does that mean the last of the trains had left?
No, there was one on the way, but apparently there was some mechanical issues going on, and it took a while to get there, and that day, that place was just did not seem safe. There was people shooting up heroin all over the place, and apparently shortly after the train eventually did come when we left, someone got stabbed.
Jeez, man. About how many people were waiting on this train, and how long did you have to wait for it?
I was probably waiting anywhere from an hour and a half to two.
God,
so is that by the airport and the soccer stadium and all that downtown?
The Diridon Station is right next to the San Jose Sharks Arena.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure if I know where that is or not.
And how many people about are down there? You're saying all these different people are shooting up and all that kind of thing going on.
This happened like 6 or 7 years ago, but if I recall, I think there was close to like over 30 people high over there up on like on whatever they were doing, but less than 40.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, a similar thing happened. One of the reasons Madonna is being sued for showing up late to her shows in New York City. I don't know if it's multiple or one or whatever the deal was.
She's notoriously late.
Yeah, but the people were not getting out of whether Madison Square Garden until like 2 o'clock in the morning by the time they got to their train stations.
Right.
I guess Uber really jacks up the price for those late night fares going out of there.
So a lot of especially, too, if it's leaving a concert, you're always going to have the surge rate.
Yeah.
And people just kind of felt trapped. Like, they could not get a ride. There was no cabs in the area or whatever the deal was. And they're just, like, wandering around. It was also a school night. So
if you're in a place in New York City and can't find a cab, you know it's bad. I mean, what, 70% of the vehicles on the road, at least in Manhattan, are cabs.
It's been so long since I've been there. I don't know if that's – is that still true with all the Ubers?
I think it is. I mean, a lot of people use Uber, but one nice thing about New York City, just because of how densely populated it is, like if you need a cab, and they're not joking, walk to the edge of the sidewalk, hold up your hand, you will get a cab within 15 seconds. Like, I've never actually had to wait for a cab. What the hell kind of plane is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's a damn thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, take a look at that. That's some weird. Sorry, a plane was flying outside the window, but it looks like a barber's pole if it were blue. What in the hell?
Looking up flight.
It's got to be in Alaska. Put a custom wrap on that bad boy. Something weird.
That is a silly looking plane. Sorry.
Maybe it's Aer Lingus.
Ooh.
Somebody here says, I got stuck under my girlfriend's bed half naked when her mom came home early. I was there for about half an hour until she went to get a shower.
Well, it's a good thing that you are skinny enough to be able to get under that bed. I think if that came to, if I had to do that right now, I think I'm too fat.
It depends on the bed.
I guess
some
so.
Beds don't have any real give. Like, and my daughter actually has drawers under her bed, which makes it nice. So if she is hiding anyone, she has chopped them in half and placed them in the drawers.
Hmm. I do have an update. That is that's an American flight from Frankfurt landing in Seattle right now.
Oh, okay. Good for them.
American Airlines?
Oh, yeah.
That's a long flight, brother.
How'd you find that quick?
Flight Radar 24.
All right.
It's a great app.
Yeah.
You literally just have a map, and you can click on all the planes that are coming, and you can see where they're coming from.
Huh. Okay.
Do it during games all the time.
The reason we ask, where did you get trapped? We go to lovely Lake Tahoe, Nevada, or in this case, South Lake Tahoe, which is California. Monica Lasso spent the night in the gondola dangling above the mountain face of Heavenly Ski Resort all alone, with no phone and no way to get a hold of anyone on the ground. Five different friends from different countries. They all traveled to South Lake Tahoe to ski and enjoy Heavenly Ski Resort. They all went up the hill in the morning, and only four came back down on the evening of January 26, leaving one unaccounted and the rest of them scrambling for answers. She was a little bit slow that day. She was exhausted at one point and just couldn't continue. According to a friend, her boyfriend contacted Ski Patrol, and they took her down on a red bed to the gondola. But they lost her boyfriend, so he kept going down to the California-based lodge. Reportedly, the woman from Chile waited for a few minutes for her boyfriend, and when she didn't see him, she just got on the gondola. Now, as she began her descent, the gondola froze, keeping her suspended in thin air. Now, she could see workers, but failed to get their attention despite pounding on the windows. Time passed on, sunlight fades, full moon comes out, and she says that became her only companion. Meanwhile, her friends, going back and forth, were going crazy. No one knew anything between the police, security. We kept telling them that she was on the gondola between 3:50 and 4:10. Her friend said while officials searched camera feeds, the four friends continued to search for their lost companion. They told the local Tribune she was not rescued. Ultimately, the five are thankfully safe. Super happy she could survive the night. Thankfully, it happened on a soft night. They did not find, she did not find what is a survival kit that is located in the gondola. But she didn't have a phone. She didn't have a light. She said she screamed desperately until she lost her voice. Now, she wasn't discovered until Friday morning. That's when the gondola started up again for the day, and crews realized she'd been there overnight. She declined to be hospitalized despite her condition. Meanwhile, the resort is currently looking into how she got stranded without the resort workers' knowledge. They are investigating the situation with the utmost seriousness, as safety and well-being of our guest is our top priority at Heavenly Mountain Resort.
That's what everybody says. I would not have thought to look for a survival kit inside of the gondola.
I would assume there'd be a phone. There would be something in there, because like even in a in the elevators.
Yeah, right.
There's
right.
A call box. There's different things. Either that, they have a button that you can, you know.
Yeah, let someone know I am
or
here.
An emergency pull or just something that's located there that lets you know that something is not right inside the elevator.
It does depend on the age of the elevator. And I've said this before, so I won't go through the whole story. But I managed to stall an elevator showing off for a very hot chick. No, I never got a second date with her. But she's in a three-story building. And it's like an old freight elevator kind of thing. But anyway, I'm jumping up and down because she already didn't like elevators, is what she told me, right? Claustrophobic, whatever. I don't know. But I jump up and down, and then there's just this horrible telltale sign that you have broken the elevator. So we stop between floors, but there's no phone inside of this thing. Luckily, where she lived was close to downtown Baltimore, Mount Vernon. So people were in and out of the building kind of regularly, and we hear a guy tapping a button in the lobby. So we had to shout down. He said, "You guys are stuck in the elevator." We're like, "Yeah, this is pre-cell phone, too." So he had to get to his apartment, which, by the way, was up on the third floor. He clearly was not happy about taking the stairs. But he went up there, called the fire department, and even after they showed up, it's probably another 45 minutes before they could finally finagle this thing to the point that we could climb out.
Damn.
And the only reason it bugged me, because I'm not claustrophobic or anything, but she was real, real mad at me. And we're the only two people in this teeny tiny, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's nowhere to go. I can't avoid her. I'm not trying to make her laugh. Like, nothing was working.
Yeah. Now we go from the ski slopes.
I think it sucked, dude. It really did.
You can't blame her for just being
I get
you
it.
Idiot.
It was just so awkward. It was so awkward, and I felt so stupid.
Now we head to beautiful Hawaii for another trap story. The Honolulu Fire Department says it received a 911 call on Sunday from a man who said he was hanging from a cliff. This happened yesterday. He made a call that he was hanging from a cliff. The Honolulu Fire Department says a rescue helicopter brought the hiker to safety around an hour after they received a call yesterday morning at 1, according to the Sacramento Bee. Rescuers used the man's cell phone signal to find him near the Manawili Trail above Haley Highway, around 10 miles northeast of Honolulu.
Haley?
P-A-L-I? Polly?
P-A-L-I.
Polly Highway above the Manawili Trail. Department said
Manawili High.
Manawili? Manawili Trail? Polly Highway. That's what we're calling it now. All right. He was apparently uninjured and declined medical care. By the way, in another dramatic Hawaii rescue recently, a dog helped them find an injured woman. Hikers called 911 after spotting the dog without the owner barking on a steep slope on the...
Here you go.
Lanipo Trail.
The what? What?
Lanipo, L-A-N-I-P-O. Lanipo?
You're under.
After a helicopter brought the dog to safety. Again, a helicopter brought the dog to safety.
I wonder if they charged the dog.
A helicopter. They have crampons built in, by the way. Authorities were unable to reach the person whose name was on the dog's collar. Now, after they discovered that her car was at the trailhead, they found the 35-year-old woman under thick foliage around 170 feet below where her dog was found. She was also airlifted out, just like her dog, but the dog was not on a rescue stretcher after receiving medical treatment. But she fell 170
God,
feet
man.
Down the side of a mountain.
I'm amazed that the guy that's hanging on a cliff was willing to take one hand off of said cliff to make a phone call. Like, you know that your only way out. Like, I have a phone. I know I got to make this call, but, like, if I'm holding onto a cliff.
I mean, do you think he had to be, like, stuck on a cliff, right?
Let's assume, like, you kind of hit that lip that's about 12 feet down or something.
I don't care how strong you are. There's only so long you could physically hold on to something.
That would freak me out. I don't like that.
I'll tell you one. This is going to sound like the old boo-hoo-hoo story, but I swear to God this happened to me.
Oh, get the pity party hats on.
Yeah, this is a terrible pity party. So I go down to Las Vegas, Nevada for New Year's Eve. Now, I went and saw Bruno Mars. I saw Journey.
Sounds terrible.
Sounds awesome.
This is awful. What a terrible time I had. There is a huge ice storm. We're supposed to fly back on either January 2nd or January 1st. January 1st, still stuff going on.
Sure.
In Las Vegas. What I was not aware of is that on the 2nd or 3rd in Las Vegas, every single person in that town gets time off. This
right.
is like Sunday in, I don't know, Amishville.
Yeah.
Or in Utah. I don't know how to explain.
That would make sense.
Right. I mean,
from the cooks to the wait staff, even the people working in the hotels, it's a skinny staff. They are not nearly as full as they normally are in the hotels.
Right.
There are no shows. You know there are no shows when Penn and Teller is not performing. They're
like the Waffle House of Vegas.
There is nothing. Even the shows we found out, we walked down. No, they're off for 2 weeks. They were just still advertising within the hotel. But no, those shows are daily shows. But nothing is going on. All of the restaurants are closed. Even the alley where, like, the White Castle hamburger is.
Even that was closed?
Yeah. In this hotel that we were staying at, the pools are all outside.
Right.
There's no indoor pool. Yes, the gym is open. Yay.
Yay.
Even the restaurant hotel, the main restaurant in the hotel, their nicer restaurant for dinner, that is closed as well for the week. I'm telling you, everyone is gone. And then our flight was delayed for the next day. Go to the airport. We're supposed to take a flight out. It's not happening. They cannot get the plane there, or they cannot get the plane
back.
Right,
and they got an ice storm.
The ice storm's happening in Seattle. It was an Alaskan Airlines flight, blah, blah, blah. Go back to the airport again on the next day. The problem was that I'm telling you, it was a ghost town. You could have streaked the strip, and no one would have seen you. No pictures would have been taken. We walked through that mall, maybe where the is it Paris that has all the like the blue skies,
the Venetian
gondolas,
or Venetian.
The Venetian, but they have like a mall with all kinds of shops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The mall was closed.
Right.
The mall. I mean, you name it. Like, I know. Wow. You're in Vegas. I'm telling you, we were the only people there.
Yeah, Vegas
I'm sure you could still gamble.
Yeah, you could still gamble. But this is problematic as well. Because I'd already been there for, 3 days.
Right. Money's
now
getting
I'm
a little
day
tight.
Four. I had gambled before. I'd spent a lot of money on concert tickets. Like, it's getting thin.
That's true, man. If you went to see Bruno Mars, I mean, that's a lot of cash.
Well, it's a New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
So, but of course you gamble. But you just... You're that guy down there on a slot machine smoking cigarettes. Like, a lot of the table games weren't open. I am telling you, when I say that place shuts down, they let 80% of the staff.
Right.
That is their time off. I didn't even think about this, but I swear to God, man, I was losing my mind.
Right. If there's nothing to do, Vegas serves no purpose.
There's
right.
nowhere to eat. There's nothing to do. And you're on the strip, and it's basically shut down. So it was just, I felt trapped.
Right.
Obviously, boo-hoo, right?
Sure. I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah.
But that's also the worst time to be in Vegas.
I was like, man, I would do anything just to get home.
There's a couple of texts here. First, somebody says, by the way, the plane that we were just talking about, the blue and white striped, one of our listeners just watched it land in Berrien.
Like, oh, Iberian.
Guarantee you that's the same plane.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So they fly from Frankfurt and they come in and they land in Boeing Field?
No. Burien's right next to the airport.
Yeah. Oh, Burien. My bad.
Condor Airlines. They have strike planes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And then as far as getting stuck, somebody says, I got stuck in the snow for 8 hours while tripping on magic mushrooms. But I like this one. It says, I got stuck at a bus station because I was getting some ass. I took a bus from Seattle to Tacoma, met up with this girl, had a bit of fun. Now, she kept referencing the time because the last bus back to Seattle was leaving in 15 minutes. I was a 10-minute walk away. But your boy finished up and ran to the bus station as he watched the bus driver drive away. Had to wait there until 5 o'clock the next morning for another bus.
Have you ever fallen asleep on the bus?
I have. And I did it here in Seattle, man. And the bus driver, he walks back. Luckily, it was not very far away from my home. It was up in Lake City. So I can make the walk, but it's still like, there's also the bus stop 2 blocks away from my house. But he's just like, sorry, man. I'm like, it's not your fault. I passed the hell out.
I've done it on the light rail. So, like, it doesn't matter now as I live in North Seattle, but I was still living in Capitol Hill. And it wasn't even late. It was like, I was getting back from vacation or something. I don't know. Saying, I just woke up in Northgate and the dude was like, you got to get off. And I was like, why? And he's like, this is the last stop. I was like,
yeah. And then you can't ride. You can pay and buy another ticket.
I was like, I got to ride back down to Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was at a concert at CenturyLink, the old CenturyLink. And I was pretty good tuned up. I went to the
What was the concert?
It was Rolling Stones or I'm trying to remember if it was one with Dave Matthews. Do not remember. I knew I was there with a bunch of friends from the radio station. Dave Matthews opened up. But I was flying solo, but I pre-funked pretty hard.
Sure.
And then, the show was a couple hours. And then by the time I was said and done, I was like, I know where I can pick up the 5. This is going to be easy. So I get on the 5 bus. I'm on there it's pretty packed bus immediately, but I do get a place to sit down in the back. So I'm kind of just leaned up against the window. The bus is, in fact, stopping at almost every stop because it's a full bus. And typically at night, that's not the case. I passed out. I woke up and I was probably at like 130th or 100th by the Home Depot on Aurora.
Yeah, yeah, it's right around 130th.
That's where I woke up. And it was 12:30-ish, 12:15.
Did you walk to Fremont from there?
I started walking back down Aurora and probably within 30 minutes of me walking back down, I'm almost at Green Lake at this point.
Right.
Then another 5 bus comes down and I was able to, but I'm just like, what am I going to do?
This is pre-Uber.
When I woke up, I looked out and I'm like, where am I? And that was the most messed up thing. I'm like, where in the hell am I? I knew the 5. I looked around. It's really dark there because there's a cemetery on one side.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
So you're kind of going up the hill a little bit, I guess. And like, once I saw the Home Depot, I'm like, Home Depot? Where the hell's a Home Depot?
Right.
Did not dawn on me kind of where I was. And I did my bearings. And you could see down Aurora, you could see the skyline of Seattle from that angle. And I'm like, I got to go that way. I got to start walking that way. More of the Random Question on the way, 206-803-ROD.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. The Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Your guess is as good as mine. Count up our categories today. The best states if you are single.
All right.
We also have the worst states if you are single. And then we have the top 10 horror movies of all time.
Horror.
Horror movies of all times. Actually, the category's got 20. But if you get 10 right, we'll give it to you. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine. That comes up right after emails on a random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
I've got a text here. You were talking about being kind of like stranded in Vegas when Vegas has, in fact, shut down. This guy says, my wife and I, we got stuck on an airplane with no pilot for 4 hours without being able to get off, even though we were still at the terminal. This was also in Vegas. Did you see the story today in Mexico City?
No.
It's almost the same story as this guy here, okay? So people are stuck on the runway at the airport in Mexico City for 4 hours, and finally one of the passengers gets up, opens one of the doors, and walks out onto the wing. He ends up getting arrested. All of the other passengers on the plane have signed some kind of thing saying, look, we understand it's illegal, but he did the right thing because, much like this guy with no pilot, while the plane's sitting there, they don't turn it on, so there's no air conditioning. They offer no water. No one could go to the bathroom. And, you know, body heat from all these people starts getting bad, and that's why the guy did it. He wasn't trying to be a D. It's just like, we're about to pass out in here. So it's just crazy. Like, so he broke the law, but everyone's like, no, look, man, we were here for 4 hours. No one did anything. I've been on a plane where we were stuck on the runway once for, I think it was about 3 hours. But it's just me and my brother, and we're coming back from the Bahamas. I'm about 14 years old. He's 19. And this is a wide-body jet. So you have 5 seats across the middle, and then I want to say 2 on either side of that. But we're sitting there forever, and same thing. If the plane's not on, there's no air conditioning. We're in the Bahamas, so it is humid. It is hot. And my brother's one of these people. He just does not give in to his anger much. He is a calm dude. He's level-headed. But I can see he's kind of getting disgusted on his face, okay? So, whatever. And everyone's getting a little grumpy because we're there for so long. And I always remember there's a woman sitting. So, we're in the 5 rows in the middle of the wide body. We're like dead center, like seats 2 and 3 or whatever. But directly in front of him was a woman, we will say, of larger carriage wearing a sundress. And I never saw her face. I just remember real wide back and big arms, okay? So, everyone's starting to get sweaty. And she pulls the magazine out of the basket thing in front of her, and starts fanning herself off. I cannot explain how bad this woman's armpit smelled, but it was just blowing directly into my brother's face and just the look he had. And now it's gotten to the point where I think he's going to crack because, again, he rarely gets angry, but you can hear him now muttering profanities under his breath because this woman would not stop fanning herself, which was understood because it was that hot. But, man, those armpits, like, I could smell them, but it wasn't directly on me.
Right.
Man, and he's just... I wish I could put up a photo of his face. Like you said about 50 Cent, every picture you look at of 50 Cent, it's like he just smelled a fart. You know what I mean? Or just pooped himself. Like every single picture of 50 Cent, he always has kind of this little one on to it.
He's got a little bit of a scowl.
Yeah, that was basically my brother's face for the whole time we were around there. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I thought he was going to stab me. I really did.
Being stuck on the tarmac is the worst.
It is the worst.
Especially, like, I don't know what's worse. If you don't take off or when you land. I mean, sometimes you gotta take multiple flights, but I forget where we're coming back from, and even my buddy was kind of starting to lose it.
I think it depends. Like, I hate being stuck on the tarmac if I've landed at the end of a vacation, right? I am looking at SeaTac Airport out of my window. I know I still have to go to baggage claim, and at this point, you're cranky. You just want to get home, right? Even if you had a great vacation, you're tired because it's been a trip. I hate that. But if I'm going on vacation and we're stuck there for a little while, I'm cool because my mood is still good. Like, look, man, we're going to wherever it is we've chosen to go. Fine.
My problem is just knowledge. So if it is the fact that the tanker truck that fills up the airplanes had to go back to refuel the truck to come back to then refuel the airplane.
Just tell us.
Give me an idea of why we are sitting here. Is the pilot late? Do you need whatever it is? All I need to know is the reason for the delay. And then
you can justify it, not that it makes
the situation better, but at the same point in time, you go like, well, we're waiting for the pilot to get here, or we're waiting for the fuel to come in, or they're still having problems getting the bags to the air. Whatever. Just tell me why.
What is the logic? And I'm sure there's some good reason for this. I just have no idea what it is. What is the reason? If we are stuck on the tarmac, right, as happens, we get it, but I still can't use the bathroom, or you still can't hand out water.
Like, do the facilities not work if the plane's not turned on?
I don't know. Maybe that's it. But it's like,
it feels like when you're on the tarmac, they don't let you use the facility.
They don't let you do anything. And it's like, I'm not saying I need to go to the bathroom because I don't have to go to the bathroom. Like, I need to go to the bathroom because I need to go to the bathroom.
Right.
We're sorry. We can't let you do that. Or they can't reopen the door. Just all these things. Like, dude, I need to pee. Like, I got to pee. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pee my pants, and we're not doing anything. We're sorry. Federal rules. I just wonder why. I know it's a federal rule. Yeah. Just why, man?
So what's the emergency plan B if those are the rules? Do you have a bag that I can take? And can you close the curtain back there so I can go use the bathroom?
Right, something,
is there a solution to this?
Because no one's trying to be difficult, but when people have to go to the bathroom, they got to go.
What are those things that women have that you can use as kind of a cup?
And the You-Go Girl?
Yeah, You-Go Girl. Have one of those on the plane. Have a couple of them on the plane.
Yeah.
Anybody who needs them.
Just well, here's another one I never understood. Like, I get you can't smoke or vape on a plane.
Sure.
What do they care if somebody has smokeless tobacco?
I never understood
the smell.
Is it?
I bet it's the smell. And it's the smell and it's the spittoon. Because if you've ever lived with anyone who dips, it's just like me. I smoke.
But nowadays, people don't even spit.
I don't realize.
There's, right. there's all those brands, Zins, and all that stuff. Like, you don't even have to spit them anymore.
Are nicotine. You afraid? They are nicotine. Zins.
They're nicotine, right, but they're not tobacco?
So are you
right.
afraid to try that just based on the habit?
Nah, I've tried them. I had some at the national title game.
Nah,
was
dude.
Fun.
I'm
was
down.
It good buzz?
I mean, it's just like dipping.
You don't? Do you spit?
Okay. No.
So you put it in. There's so if you swallow anything, it's not going to hurt you.
Correct.
And you just put it in your lip.
And yeah, literally, when I was at F1, I was looking at my buddy, and I did the same thing. I dipped for years, and he's like, no. And I'm like, you're short. He's like, no, man. Like, you don't have to spit. And I was like, no kidding.
I wonder what it is. Caffeine?
Oh, it's nicotine. It's just, I don't think it's tobacco.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So it's nicotine.
So does it just dissolve in your mouth, or you just pull it out of your mouth when
you're
done?
Just pull it out when
you're done. Huh.
And how long does it last?
I mean, dip could go, I mean, you could put it in quickly. I think you could leave them in there for like an hour.
Damn. Oh,
okay.
What will we come up with? Miracles of modern technology.
Look, man, I might try one at some point in time, but that's the last thing I need is one more addiction.
By the way, someone here says the bathroom issue regarding you're stuck on the tarmac. Why can't we use the bathroom? The bathroom issue is because when you flush, it dumps it out of the bottom of the plane, which is in the air. It has time to disperse, but it would just hit the ground and dump it right next to the ground at the airport.
Okay.
I guess, man. Still, but like, I gotta go, man. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, since we're talking about the bathroom, what would you say is the strangest or grossest thing that you have discovered in a bathroom?
Oh.
I've walked into a bathroom where two people were having sex.
All right. Mm-hmm. Openly or like in a stall?
In a stall.
Okay. I can live with that.
In the guy's bathroom.
Sure.
Yeah. Walked in on that. Walked in on some unspeakable things just happening around the toilet. I have walked.
How can you poop so much and none of it goes in the toilet? That's the one where I'm like, dude, you obviously were in the stall. And there's poop all around the toilet, but the water is clean.
Open the door to a gas station bathroom in Oregon. Where the guy did not lock the door. I opened the door. He is fully naked. He is standing at the sink, and he's washing his clothes in the sink.
Oh, wow.
So I always saw it was the backside. Yeah. I didn't see anything from the front. I just opened the door, go up, and it closed.
My
door.
Bad.
Yeah. What's the strangest or grossest thing you've discovered in a bathroom?
So after hearing all of that, reminded me, a couple years ago, I went up to Vancouver, and you guys know the big old superstore on the way to West Vancouver?
I don't know if I do.
Anyway, walking to the bathroom, basically, I had to go and all that fun stuff. So go on in, and it was a lake.
Oh.
Like, all the toilets were overflowing. It was, like, little turds floating around. And, like, I was like, I gotta go. But there's, like, a gas station, like, 5 minutes away. So I walked out.
I do remember.
That is fair.
I remember.
Well, let me ask you, did you tell any of the employees what it is that was going on in the bathroom, or did you just straight up leave?
Oh, yeah, no. I was like, hey, you guys know the bathroom are full. Like, oh, yeah, there's supposed to be a sign. I was like, yeah, the sign's floating on the floor.
Oh, that is awful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is that's bad.
It was just, the smell was bad. It was just like, I came in, I was looking for some, like, just some, like, stand stuff, grab myself some, like, old Dutch ketchup chips and all of that, and then I went to go take a dump, and I see a floating lake of crap.
Yeah, no, got to pass on that one. What is it about either superstores or grocery stores?
Yeah, it's always bad.
Like I said, you walk into a gas station bathroom, you don't have high expectations, and it might smell a little and all that, but It's just different compared to any supermarket. It can be the cleanest supermarket on the block. And I don't know what goes on in the bathroom. As soon as you open the door, you're like, it's like 40 people had diarrhea at one time. You know, there's vomit, there's blood, just everything. But when you walk back into the...
consistently
gross.
Gross and weird. Whereas, like, gas stations, I feel like, are either horrible or you're like, oh, wow, it's actually pretty clean.
You actually, even if it's just dirty at a gas station, public bathroom, you're still like, not so bad. Because I feel like when I open the door, I expect the absolute worst of the worst.
Right.
And it just, it's not. Maybe because they have locks on a lot of them, you have to go get the key to do it. Where, you know, at your average grocery store, you just walk in and handle your business. I don't know. But
I've been to a Roots, like, discount super warehouse.
Roots,
the clothing store.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm black. The Roots, I know.
It's only for white people.
So about the mini series, yeah, right. The band,
the book.
No. Reason we have strangest or grossest thing you discovered in a bathroom. Unbelievably comfortable clothing, by the way. Some of the most comfortable.
Oh, it's a clothing line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Roots.
You've seen it before.
I'm sure I have, man. It's just not ringing any bells.
Let's see.
Wait a minute. Did you have to pee in there?
No, I went in there to shop. Some of the best deals in the world. Especially when you.
We're saying their bathroom.
Oh, I did not use the bathroom in there, but I was thinking when he said the super warehouse or whatever, that might be the one because it was huge.
Ah, okay, I got that.
It was like their, you know, whatever. The reason we asked the strangest or grossest thing you discovered in a bathroom, they say most roadside convenience stores don't want you using the restrooms. And, well, the feeling is mutual, but one chain is making their bathrooms more fun. 6 hop shops located in northern Kentucky have installed big red buttons in their bathrooms with a sign saying, do not push this button, all right? But there's also an image of their mascot, Hopper the Frog, winking, which signals that maybe you could push the button if you want to. Now, if you do, it temporarily turns the bathroom into a dance club with lights, including an actual disco ball and music. A manager says the disco party bathrooms have gone viral and on social media, and they're such a draw that people are coming in just to go to the bathroom. She said, quote, I had a 60-year-old woman who came out of the restroom and told me that that was the best day of her life. And a woman proudly says she celebrated her 20th birthday by visiting all 6 Hop Shops disco bathrooms. The idea was to do something unique to bring people in, and hopefully they'll make purchases while they're there. They started by trying it at one location last year. It's been such a hit that now there are 6 locations that have hop shops in the Kentucky and Ohio areas.
But you know what? To be fair, I would not expect that. Our bathroom doubles as a dance club. Should you feel so inclined? Somebody here sent a text, and I agree with this. It says, when it comes to public restrooms, the women's restroom is much nastier than the men's. I know because I've had to clean them. Why is that, right? Because typically, you know, back in my dating days, you would go to the home of a single woman, or maybe she has a couple of roommates, whatever. Their bathroom was noticeably cleaner than any bathroom I ever had, right? Your home bathroom. And then somehow when it comes to the public bathrooms, all I hear is how gross the women's bathrooms are compared to guys.
Here's what I've noticed.
And you sit down for everything.
Guys can definitely blow up a stall.
Yo, yeah.
Guys can definitely miss with a stream.
I think it's almost on purpose.
Sometimes a stream goes two ways. You have no control until they somehow manage a way to bring themselves back together and reconnect. So I understand a couple things that can happen. For the most part, the stuff that disgusts me is like, look, you dried your hands. I'm glad you washed them with a paper towel. It's okay to throw that stuff away and to hit the actual basket. And if you don't, pick it up, or if it's on the sink cover. That seems to be the male bathroom experiences. Where the
wet paper towels on the counter.
Yeah. The female bathroom experiences I've found is like there's just random bits of toilet paper all over the floor. You know, kind of like toilet paper gaskets that are still hanging on.
Oh, right,
Instead of using a gasket, you're using, like, toilet paper to cover up the seat.
Yeah.
That's kind of falling off the end, and then all the other normal things that are involved. But it just seems like there's more paper usage.
Oh, there's got to be.
Yeah, because, you know, one or two, you're
using. One that drives people up a wall is people that spit gum in the urinal. It's like somebody's going to have to pick that
out
of there.
Or a dip, too. Cigarette butts.
Yeah. Yeah, like, come on, man. Right.
All those things.
I know, I just don't feel like you see a dip or a cigarette. You can't smoke inside. Right. So I haven't seen one in a while, but I consistently see gum, and I'm like, come on.
And they have a trash can.
Yeah.
Sometimes at concerts, I can see pouches in there, too.
Pouches would be terrible.
Yeah.
If you threw an actual dip in there, I'd be like, all right.
It'll go down and
stuff. Right, because eventually it'll break up. But you're right. Pouches or gum. It's like, dude, don't spit that in there. The janitor's going to come back by and pick that out.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
You guys do the same thing I do, though, if you see a skid mark in the back of the bowl. You're
trying to blow it off with your pants.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sure. You're trying to do your due diligence to clean it up.
That, I mean, look, every
it's
guy.
Not even mine. It's not even mine.
Every guy on earth, man. Mm-hmm. You're almost happy when you see it. You're like, cool, because you really start focusing in. You put a little extra muscle pressure.
I'm in a mission.
And you're so proud if you can either blast that thing off or even take partial. Half of it.
Yeah, just take yeah.
Well, next, I feel next like, guy will do the rest I feel the like there was even a bar over in Europe that actually, like, painted a fly or something like that on just the so inside of the bowl, right, so that they wouldn't miss. It became a game. And, like,
true.
The number of accidents, quote-unquote, went down dramatically.
I can believe that. Right. We just need something to focus on. Sounds stupid, and it is, but also it works. Hello.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terrell, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola. Terrell, welcome to the program. Random question, All right, let's go back to your youth, hopefully, on this question. Have you ever vandalized anything?
Oh,
that's
okay.
A yes.
So I grew up in an era where there was a lot of tagging going on, and my only artistic is, like, I cook. That's the only thing that I'm good at.
Okay.
I remember one time I got talked into spray painting my name on the back of a school in the neighborhood, and I did it in silver spray paint. I had no idea how prolific silver spray paint was, because no matter how many times they tried to paint over it, it just kept coming out.
Yeah.
It just kept coming out. And even when I left the neighborhood in 1999, I moved to Bremerton. For years after that, my name just kept coming out. It just kept
how many days?
Everybody knew who I was.
Okay. Well, you talk about food. I vandalized some chili for a roommate with Alpo one night because I was just tired of them constantly not eating the food. So that was more of a group plan. There was a couple of people that had their hand in that pot of chili.
Yeah, we did that to a coworker for a group meal, whatever, before the restaurant opens. It was this one bartender, and we let everyone else know, hey, man, I don't know if it was Alpo per se, but it was wet dog food, and we made chili with it. And this guy came in, and he got a bowl, and everyone just felt good because he was such a D, right? He goes back down to finish stocking the bar. He comes back to get a second bowl of chili. And I don't know if this was an insult or a compliment or whatever, but he comes back to get a second bowl of chili and just looks at all of us. And he's like, this is the best effing meal you guys have made in a while. I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we suck as cooks because this dog food's delicious, but let him eat.
Or maybe you're great at it.
What's that?
Maybe you're great at it if it tastes good.
I mean, it's like TP in houses. Does that count as vandalism?
Yes.
Yeah, we definitely vandalized a lot of stuff in high school.
Is that just kind of your go-to thing to do?
I mean, we went in stages, right? So, like, it started like toilet paper in people's houses, but then we got bored with that. So then we moved on to, like, you'd grab, like, construction cones and this and that, and especially if we knew somebody was out of town. Like, when they got home, there would be a whole setup in the yard. And then as I got older in high school, we used to do a little mailbox baseball.
All right.
But again, we got tired of that. So then we got into getting into a three-point stance and, like, honking the horn to get people to look out the window and just knocking over mailboxes.
Okay. And
while they watched.
Yeah, it got way too aggressive. And I still remember that one kid screaming in fear after I knocked over their mailbox. And I was like, I think that was the last time we did it. This is we were driving off. I was like, man, that kid looked really scary.
Yeah, child scream. It's amazing what that'll do.
Oh, he was terrified.
Yep. I can't remember what happened. What happened to one of my friends? We were 21 years old. He was working for a shipping company. He was working for like a subsidiary of UPS.
All right.
But he had beef with, and I cannot remember why, one of his old roommates, but they're still on a friendly basis. They just decided at this point they weren't going to live together anymore.
Okay.
So this guy's living by himself. He also had two cats. So Pat's job was to go over there and take care of the two cats while he was gone for an extended period of time. I can't remember how long that was. But what Pat decided to do was to get back at him. All those, like, foamy, like, staticky packaging material things that kind of look like cheesy poofs.
Like the styrofoam peanuts.
Yeah, styrofoam peanuts. But they were more poofy. They were,
okay.
Know, he took two full bags of them from work, and he took them, and they stick to just about anything.
Everything.
And he took them, and he dumped them in his bathroom. So his bathroom was a very, very small bathroom. It was like a corner stand-up shower.
Yeah.
It was a sink and a toilet. That was probably like a lot like the bathroom that we had up here in First Hill. Like, smaller than that, but same idea.
Sure.
He covered the entire bathroom. And they were stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah.
You can't throw them away. Once you pick them up on your hand,
they're stuck to you.
You can't get them out. So he was – that. I remember that was one of the best pranks he's ever done. A woman in New Jersey recently had her home vandalized with pepperoni. There were large chunks by her doorstep and strewn around the porch. More pieces were strategically placed down the stairs. Then there were four slices on the hood of her car, four more on the trunk. And she has no idea who did it or why. So she reported it to the police. There wasn't any real damage, but she's worried about it happening again because someone was trespassing. And if they come with pepperoni again, the meat could damage the paint on her car. It's also not 100% clear if it's pepperoni. I love this. This is New Jersey. A local pizzeria owner says, it looks like a kind of a salami. It's not the family of pepperoni because it's too big. Our pepperoni's smaller. And he had a quote, as an Italian, seeing this hurts my heart.
Oh, my God. It's the most New Jersey response ever.
Still, the one was calling the perps the pepperoni bandits. And police are still investigating. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, the categories today, love and horror. Plus, we've got your emails on the way from the men's room at KISW.com next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.